Well, just want to welcome everybody to the Spirit Rock Day Long. I'm Ajahn Karunadamo from Abhayagiri Monastery, and with me are Tankachana and Samanera Jagaro and Anna Garaka. tell me your name again. Armand. I blank at the worst times. Anagarika Armand just took his Anagarika precepts not that long ago. We're all down from our monastery in Mendocino County, about 2.5 hours from here. And in case I forget later on, everybody's always welcome to come up. We're an open house up there. But a couple times a year we come down here, usually Ajahn Pasano, the abbot, and then in recent years myself for a couple of day-longs down here at Spirit Rock. So it's always nice to come back and see familiar faces and tap into the community here. So just for myself, I've in a period of solitary retreat up at the monastery, we each take a bit of time to do that during the summer period. And I'm fortunate enough to have the month of September to do that this year. So except for today, taking a bit of a step out from that, I've been in retreat for about a week now, and oftentimes a lot of my waking life at the monastery is spent doing administrative kinds of things and fair amount of time on the computer and different things like that. So this has been a welcome break from that. I didn't turn on the computer for six whole days, I think, until yesterday afternoon. And I'm experiencing the good karma from that, from that action. I'm happy to come and share a bit today on our topic of karma and kama in the Pali language, karma in the Sanskrit language. We use the word karma mostly in the West. That's how the language has come to the West to describe this process. I'll probably end up using the word kama, K-A-M-M-A, a lot, just because of that's the Pali tradition and that's what I'm from and that's what I'm used to using, but they mean the same thing. It's a... I'm just going to mention a little bit briefly about the topic today, and then we'll just have some time for meditation just to settle in and settle the mind. But in terms of the structure for today, we'll have some time for meditation, time for a little bit of sharing of some of the teachings from myself, and times for questions and answers too. The topic of kama is significant in the Buddhist tradition, and it lends itself to a fair amount of conceptual ideas, as opposed to just straight, say, meditation instruction or practice. So there's necessarily going to be a little bit of the intellect being involved today with information and different ideas that we can consider and reflect on, just by nature of the theme. But in the day-longs that I've done here before, it seems to me that a lot of the real meat and the real benefit comes from times when people have an opportunity for questions and answers. So I want to save plenty of time for several periods through the day to have space for questions and answers. That seems to, when it happens, to get really down to the meat of the matter for most people. So what I'm going to actually talk about when I give a few reflections is going to be mostly just general information, general ideas, thoughts of around kama, just to kind of plant some seeds, get people to reflect a bit, and then to come up with whatever considerations or questions they may have, and intermix this all with some time for periods of sitting meditation, just to settle the mind as well. Because oftentimes if our mind is a little bit quieter, a little bit more settled, we can take in the information, we can reflect more clearly, If we're doing it with a base of more calm and peacefulness rather than just being in the head, you know, we want to avoid just completely being in the head with all of this, because the actual practice takes place in the not in the intellect, but in the actual experience.